listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to speak to you about the great teaching ministry of Jesus Christ. I want to read to you the introductory verses to the great Sermon on the Mount that Jesus gave. The Sermon on the Mount is recorded for us in Matthew chapters 5, 6, and 7. And in the first two verses of Matthew chapter 5, this is what we read. "And seeing the multitudes, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying..." Now, previously, Matthew mentioned that great multitudes followed him, coming from many different regions. In response to this, Jesus went up on a mountain. Now, it's wrong to think that Jesus went up on a mountain to remove himself from the multitudes. By the end of the Sermon on the Mount, people in general heard his message and they were amazed. Luke says that this same basic material was, on a different occasion, spoken to a crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea and Jerusalem and from the seacoast of Tyre and Sidon who came to hear him and be healed of their diseases. That's in Luke chapter 6, verse 17. Yet in the beginning of the teaching, Luke writes, "Then he lifted up his eyes toward his disciples and said," that's in Luke chapter 6, verse 20. You see, the sense of this is much the same as in Matthew, that this sermon was spoken to the disciples of Jesus, but disciples in a broad sense of those who had followed him and heard him. You see, it wasn't in the narrow sense of only the 12. Therefore, Jesus spoke on a mountain, not a cave, not a secret place. This was a message directed towards disciples in a broad sense, and for everyone who would hear. Jesus didn't have two sets of doctrine, one for the many and another for the few. His highest teaching was to be heard by anyone who would listen. When he spoke on this occasion, Jesus took the common posture of a teacher. It says, "when he was seated." Then Matthew tells us, "he opened his mouth." This means that Jesus used his voice in a strong way to teach the crowd. He spoke with energy, projecting his thoughts with earnestness. What he said in the message that follows has long been recognized as the sum of Jesus's or anyone else's ethical teaching. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus tells us how to live. It's been said that if you took all the good advice for how to live ever uttered by every philosopher, or psychiatrist, or counselor, if you took out all of the foolishness and boiled it down to the real essentials, you would be left with a poor imitation of this great message by Jesus Christ. The Sermon on the Mount presents a radically different agenda than what the nation of Israel expected from the Messiah. It does not present the political or material blessings of the Messiah's reign. Instead, it expresses the spiritual implications of the rule of Jesus in our life. This great message tells us how we will live when Jesus is our master. It's important to understand that the Sermon on the Mount does not deal with salvation as such, but it lays out for the disciple and for the potential disciple how regarding Jesus as King translates into ethics and daily living. It even might be that the Sermon on the Mount was Jesus' standard sermon, and that its themes were the core of his itinerant message. It was a simple proclamation of how God expects us to live, contrasting with common Jewish misunderstandings of that life. It may be that when Jesus preached to a new audience, he often preached this. He used this sermon or the themes from it. Yet we can also regard this as Jesus training the disciples in the message that he wanted them to carry to others. It was his message that was meant to be passed on to them and then through him. William Barclay says something interesting about the verb translated taught here. He says that it is in the imperfect tense, and therefore it describes repeated and habitual action. And the translation should be, "This is what he used to teach them." Now, friends, it's time for us to stand as students, to let Jesus sit as our teacher before us, and to allow him to teach us what we need to learn. Jesus wants to open his mouth and speak with authority to us, if we will only listen to him. Will you receive what Jesus has to tell you today?
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.